From 90.7 News, I'm Mark Simpson. In for Tom Parkinson, it's 7:33. The FCAT, Florida's standardized evaluation for public school students, is getting more scrutiny lately after a round of low writing test scores came out last month. Economist Hank Fishkind says there's a strong economic incentive, though, for the FCAT, and that is despite its ups and downs and that it makes economic sense for Florida. Hank, good to have you in.
Thanks, Mark. Good to be here.
So help me correlate the FCAT with good economic value, Hank. You say taxpayers and students are getting more for their money with the FCAT. How does that work?
Well, that's what the data show, Mark. Since FCAT was put in place, test scores in Florida have gone up significantly. Florida's rankings amongst the states has gone from way at the bottom to number 11. Now, not all of that is necessarily ascribed to FCAT alone, but certainly FCAT-focused attention, and the results are significant.
So what does that mean economically?
Well, it makes Florida much more competitive as a state. It makes our pupils have much higher human capital and makes them much more competitive in a very competitive global world.
So how long does it take, though, to be able to recap it? Does it happen as soon as the student graduates from high school?
No. They build up that human capital throughout their academic career, of course. But the change in Florida's national rankings have significant economic benefit to everybody, even as the students are matriculating.
So take me further inside this economic impact of the FCAT. You say businesses respond to positive results on the test. As an example, real estate values start to go up when you've got a school nearby that's got good test scores. Of course, those real estate values can mean more property tax revenue. So is that really measurable in terms of attributing it to the FCAT?
Yes. The FCAT really makes the information much more widely available. People's decisions as to where to live were always influenced by the quality of the school system. But with FCAT, we have a much more refined way of measuring that, and the information is much more widely available. In Florida, schools are funded through the Florida Educational Financing Program. So local property taxes don't have a direct effect on the quality of local schools because that money is channeled back through the state and then shared with all of the school districts.
So how big a ripple could a school that does well on the FCAT have on a community?
Well, it can have a significant impact not only on its local environment, but if the entire school system of a county is known as being better than some other county, businesses do respond to that. I see that in the work that we do on the development side every day, where businesses ask us, what is the quality of the local schools?
So is the analogy then to it's sort of like reading a stock market trend? If the market's trending up, business is good and positive economic results correspond, so test scores do good, everybody's happy?
Generally speaking, that's a fair analogy, Mark.
Then what happens, though, if students do bad on tests? Is it maybe not such a good thing to compare economic values to positive outcomes on student tests? If students do bad, then is there a corresponding drop in real estate values and a downward spiral for cities, neighborhoods, that sort of thing?
Well, if they continue to do bad and the schools are actually viewed as failing schools, the answer to that question is yes. But the tests have a benefit not only in terms of the direct economics, but in terms of the prosecution of education itself. And by knowing that test scores are not as good as we'd like in reading, for example, 50% of all students in Florida fail the 10th grade reading, we know that we need a lot more remedial activity in that skill set. And in fact, that's what the schools are doing, and that's the appropriate response.
You know, it just strikes me, though, when you look at something, for example, graduation rates, they are up. That's a generally acknowledged statement in education circles. But, you know, part of the reason they're up also is they've been changing how they measure graduation rates, who's counted in those numbers. So how reliable is it in terms of an economic measure when the standards which are actually being evaluated are continually changing?
Well, the standards are changing. The test itself is changing. So, yes, it is difficult to get proper comparability, but it shouldn't suggest that there's no comparability. And certainly over a 10-year period, everybody recognizes there's been substantial improvement. And that correlates with the time where we've had the testing and been demanding more accountability. Is it cause and effect? In part. Is it other things? Sure. But certainly testing has its place. And national studies of testing almost uniformly agree that increased testing and increased standards has led to improved results.
That's economist Dr. Hank Fishkind of Fishkind & Associates. You can hear his commentary and grab the weekly podcast online at wmfe.org/fishkind. Hank, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you, Mark.
This is 90.7.